Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. So in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
Female.
Female, all right. Female, all right, thank you. So would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
Excuse me?
Would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
1960.
All right, thank you. So what is the highest level of school you have received, or the highest degree you have received?
14.
Would that be like, would you say it's like an associate's degree, or high school, or a bachelor's?
I got my associate, and I started on my bachelor, but I didn't make it.
All right, thank you. Are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. So would you mind sharing your race?
African-American.
African-American. All right, thank you. So are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. So how satisfied would you say you are with the direction in which the country is headed in? Would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, all right. So as you may know, there's going to be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 0 meaning you're not at all likely to vote, a 5 meaning you're not really sure, and a 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
10, all right. So how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
10, all right. So how much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means no power and a 10 means a lot of power.
10.
10, all right. Thank you. So thinking about the upcoming November 2024 elections, what are the two most important issues for you when voting this year? And the list goes climate change, criminal justice, reform on police violence, jobs in the economy, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation, healthcare, immigration, abortion, Israel and Palestine conflict, racism and discrimination, student loan forgiveness, crime and violence, or teaching history in schools.
The first one, it doesn't apply to me because I'm beyond that age of having children, but I feel like it's everybody's, it's their right to decide what they want to do. And then the economy.
All right, so would it be just the economy then?
No. Didn't I just tell you that it was about a woman's right to choose? I said I'm beyond that age, but I got nieces, I got cousins that are in their 20s.
All right. So would you say abortion then?
Yes, if that's what they choose to do.
All right. Thank you. Oh, sorry about that. I had a cough. All right, so now we'd like you to rate your feelings towards certain people and organizations and groups of people using a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you do not like them, a 5 is neutral, and a 10 means you do like them. You have very favorable opinion.
Okay.
Very favorable opinion towards them. And if you've never heard of them, those are also categories. So the first group is Democrats in Congress.
10.
Donald Trump.
0.
Congressional Black Caucus.
10.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Joe Biden.
10.
Kamala Harris.
10.
And Project 2025.
What is that?
If you don't know what it is, no worries. That is a category.
Okay.
All right. So if the 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, all right. So how certain are you that you're going to vote for Kamala Harris? Would you say you're very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Very sure.
Very, all right. So if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for who would you vote for, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right. So would you see the Democrats in Congress keep all their promises? Do they keep some of their promises? Do they only keep a few of their promises? Or do you think they keep none of their promises to Black Americans?
I don't know.
All right, don't know. All right, thank you. So does Joe Biden, stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be a Democratic nominee, does this make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress? Or does it make no difference either way?
More.
Would that make you much more likely or somewhat more likely?
More.
Right, but would it be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more, all right. So thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say that you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate and keep them out of office?
To vote for my preferred candidate and to keep them in office.
All right, thank you. So next I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. And for each one, if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that this is not a convincing reason at all to support Democrats for Congress. A 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, so it's like a neutral. And a 10 means it's a very convincing reason. So the first one is, corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt mostly by Black Americans, who pay more in junk fees such as overdraft fees and credit card-like fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions, and putting money back into the pockets of Black Americans.
What's your question?
If you could rate this statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that this is not a convincing reason at all to support Democrats for Congress, a 5 means that it's neutral, and a 10 means it's a very convincing reason.
10.
10, all right. We need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community. Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit the hardest by climate change.
10.
Everyone deserves to have safe access, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress have worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to Black households. So, again, this one on a scale of 0 to 10, how convincing is it? With 0 meaning not at all convincing, and 10 meaning a very convincing reason to support them.
10.
When Black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in Black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to Black businesses' ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years.
10.
Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families, with 1.7 million Black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, an uninsured rate for Black Americans dropping to just 11%. As our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affordable medication and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress work to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free.
10.
So thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? And you can select the two options if you would like. So number one, We've made progress, but there's still much work to be done this November. 2, when we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our community stronger. 3, we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. 4, they want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making Black Lives Matter. Or 5, we have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote.
2 and 5.
All right, thank you. So, as you may know, we're going to ask a few questions just for reiteration purposes to see if your mind has changed on any topics. So, how likely are you to vote on the upcoming elections for president, U.S. Congress, other state and local offices this November? With a 0 meaning not at all likely, and a 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
And how motivated are you to vote in these elections?
I'm sorry, say that again.
How motivated are you to vote in these elections?
10.
10, extremely motivated. All right. So if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Democratic, all right. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you say you're very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, all right. So are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
All right. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Would you say you're a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong, all right. So how would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Retired, all right, thank you. So back in the 2020 elections for president, for who did you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right, thank you. So last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? You can totally just ballpark it if you would like.
78,000.
78,000, all right. So aside from weddings and funerals, how often would you say you attend religious services? Would you say like more than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, or never?
Well, it depends, because I'm over here seeing about my mama by myself, and I can't leave her. So now I ain't been to church in 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years, all right. So would you say a few times a year then? Like maybe?
No, I haven't been to church in 3 or 4 years, because I was a sole caregiver for my mother. No, I haven't been to church.
All right, so would that be never then?
No, I guess it's never.
All right, thank you. All right, well, then this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.